This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Trump is firing back at top House Democrats over the impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
President Trump tweets that California Democrat Adam Schiff illegally made up a fake and terrible statement when describing the phone call Trump had with the Ukrainian president, ending the tweet with a question, arrest for treason? As chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Schiff is front and center in the Trump impeachment inquiry, telling ABC's This Week.
I intend to hold the president accountable, and I intend to do a thorough investigation. And what we have seen already is damning.
Matt Small, Washington.
A political action committee that backs House Republican candidates released digital political ads targeting three House Democrats who backed the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has that part of the story.
The ads from the Congressional Leadership Fund are nearly verbatim, with just the names and pronouns changed.
Instead of working across the aisle to fix Washington, Cartwright is now pushing a radical scheme to impeach President Trump.
That from a spot attacking Pennsylvania's Matt Cartwright, who's been in Congress since 2013, but now represents a new district. Two first-term Democrats also targeted, Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin and Elaine Luria of Virginia.
Dividing the country, tearing us apart because she doesn't like the president.
The group plans to run the ads during Congress' current two-week recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Trump administration imposing sanctions on several entities and people associated with the Internet Research Agency and its financier in connection with Russian interference in U.S. elections. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said in a statement that the U.S. will use its authorities against anyone seeking to undermine our electoral process. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Former